This is Women in Power Wednesdays, where I, your host, Bree Logue, interview female entrepreneurs every single week who are absolute badasses in their field. Whether they are just starting out, running million-dollar companies, we're going to interview and ask the hard questions. Tune in every single Wednesday to hear a new speaker. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Women in Power Wednesdays. I'm your host, Bree Logue, and today is our 100th episode. And I am super excited to come on and chat with you guys a little bit today because it's going to be me. I'd love to just do a quick recap of how this podcast has helped me and talk about some of the amazing speakers we've had on this past almost 2 years now. So this podcast, I originally started to push myself and talk with other female entrepreneurs. I've had a marketing company for 6 years now, which is crazy to think. And talking on stage or even just, you know, doing videos is something that was really, really fearful for me. So this podcast was definitely something to help me get out of my comfort zone. And it really pushed me to do that. And it's helped my listening skills. It's helped me be better on video. It's helped me be a better speaker in general. So I am super grateful for that. And this platform has helped me be able to talk to so many different women in all different journeys. And I've learned so many amazing things. I want to talk a little bit about, we've learned so much, so many different topics, honestly. I've covered so many different things on this one. We've talked about financial security with Chrissy Wolf. We talked about finances with Jennifer Abbey. We talked about a lot about the power of money with, you know, Brittany Ballard. We talked about mindset with finances with Audrey Faust. So that was a really, really great topic we talk a lot about on here too, is how to build your finances as a new business owner. So if you're looking for anything in the finance department, definitely recommend going back and checking out some of those episodes. Those are some of my favorite ones, just because I really struggled with my money mindset for a very long time. So that was something that was near and dear to my heart. So it's really cool to be able to go through and talk to experts about how they handle their money and how they start their business. So definitely go check out those ones. Another one of my favorite ones, I think, is actually ones we talk a lot about creativity. And some of those ones were with Athena Monet. She was a shaman and talking about stepping into your true power. And Hillary DeCesar was a really fun one too, talking about transitions and transforming. And Haley Price, we really talked about being an artist and industries. And we just had a few really cool speakers, or Sandra Marlise, who is a singer, and Ryoko Sokol, who is a singer too out of Europe. And some of those ones are super fun to chat with just because we learned so much about creativity. I just love those episodes as well. Lately, we've talked about networking quite a bit, and I think that's a very common theme too, is to make sure you surround yourselves with the right people and that you are, you know, consistently feeding your mind good things, but just making sure you have a good circle of ladies around you. And that's another reason why I'm just super grateful for this podcast, is really growing all the people around me, and this has been really cool. And then Amanda Greehy was one of my favorite episodes to talk about real estate and faith. We had a couple different ones where we talked about faith on here too, and that's something that's really pushed me. Michelle Renee was another one we talked about, fearless girls and faith, so pushing those boundaries. We even had one where we talked with Dr. Letty Green about breaking the cycle of violence and domestic violence. So that was another really great one episode we had. And then another thing I wanted to chat about today too was a common thing that we talk about on this podcast, is the struggles of entrepreneurship. And every single lady that I've had on here, not a single one of them has said, oh, it's been a super easy journey right from the get-go. They've all share their struggles and their strengths in different ways and how they overcome it. But a really common one that we hear over and over again is when you're having a bad day, just to get up and move and change your environment and not dwell on the things that are happening in your life in that moment, and not, you know, don't take yourself too seriously, move around. And that was something I hear over and over again is, you know, use music, dance. For me, it's get out and get for a walk. But that's something that I hear consistently in this podcast with all of these women is that, you know, roller coaster of entrepreneurship never stops no matter what hurdle you hit. And that's consistently going to be up and down. And sometimes the highs are really high, sometimes lows are really low. But just make sure you're always pushing forward and find your own ways to cope. And making sure you set those boundaries is another one I've heard time and time again from these ladies that have come on. Making sure that if you set to be an entrepreneur, to have more freedom in your life, that you set those boundaries right away when you first start your new business. So making sure that when you go through and you don't just give up everything just because you started. Yes, you're going to have to work really hard in the beginning and you're going to have to make sure, but you have to make sure you set those boundaries up too, because the last thing you want is to be working, you know, 90 hours a week when the whole point of you being an entrepreneur was to spend more time with your kids. And I think as females, we definitely struggle more with letting go of these things. So hiring people to help you and asking for help from coaches is such a big theme on here that I've heard time and time again. So I think that's another reason why I love this podcast, is just being able to chat with all these ladies in different walks of life. So if you are listening to me ramble still, thank you. But I'm just really happy that I started this, and definitely going to keep it going. I'm going to have more amazing guests on this year and to come. But I'm super grateful for everybody who's stuck with me and listened to all 100 of these episodes. I hope I've gotten to be a better interviewer, definitely now than I first was. So we'll probably bring back some guests that we've had in the beginning too. But I just want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for being here with me along this journey. It really means the world to me. And tonight we were actually having our first in-person event to celebrate in San Antonio. So I'm really excited that a community we've built here has just been amazing. And it's been a really, really cool journey. So thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening every single week. We come out with these episodes at 5 a.m. every single Wednesday. Please subscribe, like, follow, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. See you next week.